Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's been a busy news week from Metals One. Joining us now are Executive Chairman Craig Moulton and Managing Director Dan Melling. So first of all, gentlemen, interims are out today. Tell us the highlights about that, Dan.
Thanks, Alistair, and good to see you again. Yes, it's been a busy period. We've talked about this before, but the refinancing earlier in the year is now complete. We've stabilised the balance sheet. We've been able to deploy some of that capital into new ventures, either direct into exploration, or more recently into some more advanced sort of companies with significant projects at an investment level. So the prepaid warrants are done. Cash in the bank, we're sitting at sort of well over £6 million as I sit here today. I'm looking to support our exploration activities and those investment companies alongside new opportunities. And yeah, we've been pretty excited about some of the things we're screening at the moment.
Yeah, you guys have been broadening your portfolio. That's putting it mildly, really, isn't it? I mean, your asset base has increased by, I think it was 35% mentioned in the interim. So really a kind of strategic adjustment on quite a significant level.
Yeah, look, it's a balance. You know, we love exploration. We've got some skill sets around the board and the increased board in that regard. But we also see a need to be a little bit closer to that exit opportunities for us that the market can move. And I guess if the market moves favourably, we want to be, you know, caught up in that sort of the tail of that. So, look, it's a balance of the stage of investment and deploying that capital and also that, you know, I guess the underlying commodity. You know, you've seen a focus on uranium, and I guess geographically the US has strong thematics. You know, but like everyone, we'd like more gold, and you know, we've got a couple of opportunities there that are quite interesting.
So we heard mention of the US there, Craig. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on the ground with your projects.
Yeah, thanks, Alistair. Look, we did manage to get out to see the projects in Colorado recently, the Uravan projects, and I think that's really bolstered our enthusiasm on top of, you know, we're already very bullish on that. Really great to get on the ground, see the scale of those potential projects and, you know, potential grade. So that was really quite interesting. There's, you know, a lot of workings at surface, which you've seen in the recent announcement. We've seen some tremendous grades coming out of that, 4% uranium, very high vanadium, very high copper, coming out of what's effectively just historical sort of artisanal samples. So I think there's two potential opportunities there around, you know, obviously some of the previous investments about remediation of workings at surface, but it also gives us a really strong view on, you know, what the uranium potential might be in that structure as well. So, you know, like I think they're very good. You know, we've also progressed some initial work on the gold tenements as well. I mean, that's obviously in a very rich area, some of the largest gold deposits in the world. And, you know, we're starting to increase our knowledge and understanding of that and its potential. So Still early days, but quite exciting to see that for entry points that have been incredibly cheap, it's there's some really interesting potential in both of those projects, and that obviously sits on top of the other projects with the investments with Thor and also the Novacor uranium projects as well. So very exciting.
So, Craig, Dan mentioned just now that you're pretty cashed up, you guys. So, what do you expect to happen next in terms of news flow? You presumably got plenty of plans.
Yeah, look, I think we are. We're taking a very disciplined approach to what we invest in. I think, as Dan mentioned before, we're looking to make strategic investments in projects that where we believe align with that strategy. Continued sort of themes around the uranium, precious metals, around the US, other. We've obviously done, a lithium investment as well, where we see at some point down the track that we'll see significant value accretion through rises in those commodities, but also with potential exit points. We have a pipeline of potential investments we're looking at, some which we may progress, some which we won't. But as long as they meet that strategy, I think there's still plenty of good deals to be done right now. It's a great time.
Yeah, so lots to look forward to in the context of a strengthening mining market as well. And in that context, let's turn back to Dan. You've got a new job, Dan, managing director, part of a wider board reshuffle which has been announced today. So tell us the thinking behind that, your new role and some of the other changes that have been made.
Indeed, Alistair, and look, someone has to do these roles, and no, in all seriousness, it's been a collaborative effort around Metals One since we listed on the IPO, and I appreciated the previous CEO's input in Johnny, and he's off to do other things, which is great for him. But look, we are we're still an operating sort of mining company, but at the moment, probably some of our operating projects aren't less as active in Scandinavia, and we hope to sort of turn the dirt over there again in the near future. But for now, it's been about, I guess, building other opportunities and a bit of a portfolio approach, which will hopefully identify some opportunities to acquire, controlling stakes in some of these projects, and operate them. Until then, I think my skill set and those around me, we're adequately resourced at the board now to do the business development things properly, manage the cash properly, and also be nimble. At some stages we grow. I'm sure there'll be an operational CEO comes into view, and I'll greet them to the table. But for now, it's about getting the team focused on the pipeline that we've identified, Craig and myself, and get on with it. So no, I'm excited to be standing up and being more accountable and talking to things directly.
Well, it's good to see Metals One powering ahead. Craig Moulton and Dan Melling, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Alistair.
Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.